We're in the section of the Heidelberg Catechism that addresses prayer.
我们现在来到的是要理问答这个讲到祷告的部分。
And notice that question 116 asks, why do Christians need to pray?
注意到116问的问题是说为什么基督徒需要祷告?
This is commanded by God.
这是上帝所要求的。
And then question 116, the answer gives us the reason for this, because prayer is the most important part of the thankfulness God requires of us.
而116问的回答给了我们原因，他说因为祷告是上帝要求我们感恩的最重要的部分。
So God requires us to be thankful, and we must express our gratitude to God.
所以上帝要求我们感恩，要求我们必须向我们的神表达我们的感恩。
And we see this expressed in Psalm 50, in verse 1, the mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth.
而我们就看到了这种感恩在诗篇50篇，第一到第二节，他说，大能者神耶和华已经发言，招呼天下，从日出之地到日落之处，从全美的西安中，神已经发光了。
The psalmist presents the majesty of God.
这首诗篇向我们表达了上帝的荣美。
God speaks and the earth responds.
上帝发声而大地回应。
Unlike the false gods of the nations that can't speak, the one true God does speak.
与列邦的假神不同，那些假神是不能说话的，但是这位独一的上帝，他是会说话的上帝。
Verse 3, our God comes, he does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire, around him a mighty tempest.
第三节说，我们的神要来，他绝不闭口，有烈火在他面前吞灭，有暴风在他四围打滚。
So now God arrives on the scene.
所以在这儿上帝进入到画面当中。
He's surrounded by fire and storm. This symbolizes his awesome power and judgment.
而诗人描写这位来到到来的上帝，他是被火和暴风所环绕的，所以这种画面体现出来上帝的这种能力，他的大能和他的审判。
And in verse 4, he calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people.
而接下来他说上帝要招呼上天下地，要审判他的民。
So God now speaks to the earth. He gives commands.
所以现在上帝对天和地说话，他命令天和地。
Verse 5, he says, Gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge.
所以第五到第六节说，招聚我的圣名到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约的人。诸天必表明他的公义，因为神是施行审判的。
So creation itself must proclaim the righteousness of God, the judge of all the earth.
所以整个受造界必须宣扬上帝的公义，这位全地的审判者的公义。
Now notice that God is the creator of the heavens and earth who moves with fire and storm.
所以我们看到这个诗篇把上帝描述成那位创造天地的主，他是在火焰和暴风当中所行走的上帝。
He gives commands, the heavens and earth obey. He could not be more awesome.
这位上帝他可以命令天和地，而天地都要听从他的命令而顺服他，所以这是一位不能再伟大的上帝了。
And yet, as we see in verse 5, this all-powerful Creator God has a special relationship with His covenant people.
而我们看到这位全能的创造主上帝却与他的圣约百姓有一个特殊的圣约的关系。
He knows them. He loves them. It's amazing.
这位上帝认识他的百姓，并且他爱他的百姓，这是一件极其不可思议的事情。
And he speaks to them, but sometimes he's not happy, as we see in verses 7 through 13.
这位上帝对他的百姓说话，但是这位上帝有的时候并不是很开心的。
The people of Israel have been going through the motions with their sacrifices to God.
以色列民有的时候他们只是做这个献祭的这些动作。
They're doing as God commanded them. He says in verse 8, your burnt offerings are continually before me, but their heart is not in it.
在第八节, 那里面说, 他们, 你的燔祭常在我的面前, 所以这些以色列民他们还是继续的献祭, 但是他们的心却不在其中。
And we see God rebuke Israel this way quite often.
我们看到上帝在圣经当中经常这样去责备以色列民。
The people think that their outward sacrifice is sufficient, even if it's done with a heart that's cold toward God.
以色列民认为这种外在的献祭的动作，这种行为是足够的，即便他们内心是冰冷的，对上帝无感的，但是这种献祭对上帝来说就已经足够了。God
wants the hearts of His covenant people inclined toward Him.
但是上帝则 需要他的百姓，他的圣约百姓内心倾向于他。
And he wants their obedience and devotion, not their robotic sacrifice.
上帝想要的是他百姓的顺服和这种敬虔的心，而不是像机械似的，像机器人一样的去献祭。
He says this in verse 14, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you and you shall glorify me.
所以第十四到第十五节我们看到上帝说你们要以感谢为祭献于神，又要向至高者还你的愿，并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。God
wants thanksgiving and obedience from His covenant people.
上帝向他的圣约百姓要什么呢？要的是一颗感谢的心和顺服的心。And
this is the covenantal arrangement. The greater king promises blessing and protection, and the lesser king promises thanksgiving and obedience.
而这就是一个圣约当中的安排，那个伟大的宗主王，也就是耶和华神，他承诺对他的百姓赐予祝福和保护，而附庸王，也就是他的百姓，则承诺要献给宗主，也就是上帝。 感谢的心和顺服的心。
And then God concludes the psalm in verse 23, the one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God.
所以在整首诗篇的最后一节第23节总结了这一点，他说凡以感谢献为祭的便是荣耀我的，那按照正路而行的，我便使他得着我的救恩。
So God wants thanksgiving and obedience from ancient Israel, but also from us.
所以这首诗篇告诉我们，上帝对以色列民所要求的是感谢的心和顺服的心。同样，这也是上帝对我们的要求。He
doesn't want us just to come to church and sing songs and pray and take the Lord's Supper and just go through the motions.
上帝不想要我们只是每周来到教会。 坐下来唱歌，然后听讲道，然后领圣餐，就是只是单纯的去重复这些事情而已。We
must be thankful for what He has done for us in Christ.
我们必须为上帝在基督里为我们所成就的救恩而向他感谢。Reformed
worship is actually a bad choice for people who just want to go through the motions and check off a box.
实际上，如果你只是想要来到教会去做那些重复的动作。 那么在改革宗教会里面的敬拜实际上并不是一个很好的选择。For
someone who just wants the ritual, Roman Catholicism is actually a better option.
如果你只是想要这种礼拜的仪式感而已的话，那么其实罗马天主教更加有仪式感。They
say even if your heart isn't in it, even if you don't have faith, the Mass is still effective.
因为在罗马天主教的神学当中，他说，即便是你心里很冷淡，即便甚至你内心当中都没有信心，但是这个弥撒礼本身就会自动产生功效。Reformed
worship is different though because it requires faith.
但是改革宗的敬拜则不然，改革宗的敬拜要求敬拜者必须有信心。Without
faith, nothing happens.
如果没有信心的话，敬拜当中所做的一切的事情都没有任何意义。
True saving faith results in good works, particularly thanksgiving to God for what He has done for us in Christ.
真正使人得救的信心会让人产生出感恩的行为。And
so then we offer our worship to Him with thankful hearts who trust in Christ alone for salvation.
所以我们来到上帝面前来敬拜他，用感恩的心来敬拜他，这种信心也信靠耶稣基督是我们唯一的拯救。
If we don't have saving faith in Christ, the songs that we sing are not offerings of praise to God.
如果你没有对耶稣基督这种得救的信产生得救的信心，那么你所唱的在教会里面唱的这些歌也并不是真正对上帝所献上的感谢的祭。
Without faith in Christ, God will never hear our prayers.
如果你没有对耶稣基督的信心，那么你在教会里面在上帝面前所献的祷告也不会达到上帝的面前。
If we aren't trusting in Christ alone for salvation, the Lord's Supper is still effective, though.
如果你对耶稣基督没有真的信心，那么圣餐却还是有功效的。
The supper is efficacious in a way that is frightening.
但是这个功效会不是你想要的，这是非常令人恐惧的一种功效。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord.
保罗在哥林多前书第十一章第二十七节那里到二十八节那里，到二十七节说，凡不按理领着饼、吃着饼、喝着杯的，就是干犯了主的身体和宝血。
Without faith in Christ, the Lord's Supper and also baptism go from a blessing to a curse.
如果我们没有真正的信心，那么圣礼，我们所领的圣餐，我们所领受的洗礼，只会从祝福变成咒诅。
For those who don't trust in Christ alone for salvation, the sacraments are a sign of judgment.
对那些没有对耶稣基督有真信心的人，这些圣礼是审判的记号。
If Christ is not cut off for you, bearing the penalty of your sin, as the sacraments reveal to us, then you are cut off.
如果耶稣基督没有为你被剪除，也就是在这些圣礼当中所体现的，他如果他没有背负你的罪的刑罚，那么被剪除的将会是你自己。
You bear the full penalty of your sin.
你会承受你的罪全部的刑罚。
So those who partake of the sacraments unworthily without saving faith in Christ, they will suffer the most severe judgment.
因此那些没有按理去吃主的身来领圣餐的，没有不按理领是什么意思呢？就是没有信心的去领。那么这些人将会承受最严厉的审判。
So for those of us with saving faith in Christ, we should express our thanksgiving to God.
所以对于那些有真正得救信心的人，我们必须向神在信心当中献上我们感恩的祭。
And we need to pray, as the Catechism tells us, because God will give His grace and Holy Spirit only to those who continually, with heartfelt longing, ask God for these gifts and thank Him for them.
而我们必须要在祷告当中向上帝献上这样的感恩，是因为像亚历班达告诉我们的，上帝只将他的恩典跟圣灵赐给那些不住诚恳地向他祈求并为此而感恩的人。
So God gives us His gifts of grace and the Holy Spirit in our initial salvation and we give Him thanks for it.
所以在我们得救的在我们的救恩的一开始，上帝把恩典救恩圣灵赐给我们，而我们为此而向他献上感恩。
And then throughout the Christian life, He continues to give us the Holy Spirit and continues to give us gifts, and we continue to give thanks.
而在我们基督徒一生当中，上帝继续持续不断地坚固他的救恩，并且把圣灵赐给我们，而我们持续不断地向上帝献上感恩。
And so question 116 of the Catechism reveals this intimate relationship that we have with God.
所以要理问答的第116问向我们彰显的就是我们与上帝之间这种亲密的关系。
Before, during, and after we pray, the Spirit is empowering us and leading us.
所以在我们祷告之前，在我们祷告当中，在我们祷告之后，都是圣灵在赐给我们力量并且引导着我们在祷告。
And sometimes we don't know exactly what to pray for.
而有的时候我们都不太清楚我们到底应该为什么事情祷告。
We can always pray, of course, for general things, but sometimes there are occasions that we don't know exactly how we should pray.
没错，我们基本上都大概知道会为哪些一般的事情祷告，但是有的时候我们并不知道该具体如何的去祷告。
But even when we don't know how to pray as we ought, the Spirit intercedes for us.
有的时候你在祷告的时候可能会词穷，会不知道该怎么样去张口，但是即便是在这样的情况下，圣灵也会在我们里面为我们代求。
We don't pray to a saint to intercede for us. We don't pray to the Virgin Mary. We have the Holy Spirit.
我们不需要去向某个圣徒祈求让他来替我们代求，我们不需要向童贞女玛利亚祈求让他来替我们代求，因为我们已经有圣灵为我们代求。
An amazing gift that the Father gives to us, the Spirit in Christ.
所以圣灵是圣父在圣子当中所赐给我们的一个极其美妙的一个礼物。
And now in question 117, it says, How does God want us to pray so that He will listen to us?
而接下来第117问，要来问答问说，上帝想要让我们怎么祷告才能够蒙他垂听呢？也就是换句话说，上帝悦纳什么样的祷告呢？
And now if you'll turn over to Psalm 145, we'll see there how this aligns with question 117.
所以呢，关于这个问题，我们需要翻到诗篇145篇，我们从这里来了解要利文达的教导。
So David begins this psalm offering praise to God. He makes a commitment to bless and to praise God.
所以大卫在诗篇145篇当中，一开始先向上帝献上赞美，并且承诺上帝要不断的称颂赞美他的名。
And then in verses 4 through 7, he reveals that this is what covenant people do. They praise God, they tell others about him.
而接下来从第四节到第七节，大卫说，这就是上帝的圣约百姓所做的事情。那就是他们会持续不断地赞美神，并且他们会向更多的人宣扬关于上帝的作为。
Then in verse 8, David says, The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made.
接下来第八到第九节，大卫宣告说，上帝耶和华是有恩惠有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。耶和华善待万民，他的慈悲复辟他一切所造的。
So David here is referencing Exodus 34 verse 6 when God passes before Moses.
而大卫在这两节所说的到底是什么呢？大卫是引用摩西所在出埃及记34章第6节所记载的，就是当耶和华神从摩西眼前走过的时候所宣告的。
He says, "The Lord, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness."
上帝在那儿向摩西宣告他自己，他说：“我是耶和华。”是蛮有恩惠怜悯不轻易发怒大有慈爱的上帝。
This is one of God's great self-revelations in all of Scripture.
而这是上帝最伟大的自我启示其中之一。
And so in verses 10 through 13, we see the covenant people of God proclaim His greatness.
而在接下来我们的第十节到第十三节，我们看到上帝的百姓在宣扬上帝的伟大。
Then there's a transition from the awesome power and majesty of God, the greatness of His kingdom, transition to His personal care for His people.
而接下来从第十四到第十六节这首诗篇，从描写上帝的全能这种威严，他的国度的伟大。然后开始过渡到另外一个话题呢，就是谈到这位伟大的上帝对他百姓非常个人性的看顾。
We see this in verses 14 through 16. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eye of all who look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing.
所以在14到16节我们看到诗人这样说，他说凡跌倒的耶和华将他们扶持，被凡被压下的将他们扶起， 万民都举目仰望你，你随时给他们食物，你张手便使有生气的都随愿饱足。
So God's kingdom is everlasting, and yet He feeds us, He upholds us, He picks us up when we fall. An amazing covenantal relationship.
所以在前面我们看到上帝的国度谈到这样非常伟大的一个画面，上帝的国度永存。但是接下来一转话题一转，又提到上帝会喂养我们，上帝会托住我们，上帝会在我们跌倒的时候把我们扶起来。所以这是一个非常亲密的一个圣约的关系。
And then in verse 18, he says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear Him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy."
接下来十八到二十节，大卫说：“凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的，耶和华便与他们相近。”敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。耶和华保护一切爱他的人，却要灭绝一切恶人。
So these verses basically answer the question, why do you pray?
所以这一段经文基本上回答了我们的问题，就是为什么我们要祷告。
A better question is, why would we not pray when God is so gracious to us in every way?
但是更好的问法是说，为什么我们不祷告呢？当我们意识到上帝对我们是如此的有恩惠，为什么我们不去向他祷告呢？
And as we see in question 117 of the catechism, when we truly see how awesome God is, it shouldn't be difficult for us to humble ourselves.
而当我们看到就像要理问答第117问所描述的，当我们真的看到上帝是如此的有慈爱怜悯，如此的奇妙，那么我们不应该为在他面前谦卑而感到困难，或者说我们应该很容易就在他面前感到谦卑。
And when we truly see how weak and frail and sinful we are, it shouldn't be difficult to humble ourselves.
而当我们真的看到我们自己是如此的软弱有罪，这也会帮助我们在上帝面前谦卑自己。
And yet our sin gets in the way.
但是问题就是我们的罪往往会拦阻我们这样做。
We are completely dependent upon God, and yet we forget.
事实是我们完全的依靠神，但是事实是我们经常忘记这一点。
Without God at the highest level, upholding the universe by the word of His power, everything in existence would come apart.
如果没有上帝去托住，用他的全能的命令去托住万有，去托住整个宇宙，那么现有的存在的一切的事物都会分崩离析。
And without God at the lowest level, upholding each one of us by the word of His power, everything in our lives would come apart.
而如果我们把视野在放在我们自己的身上，如果不是这位上帝用他全能的命令托住我们每一个人，那么我们生命当中的一切也都会分崩离析。
When we lose our humility and we depend upon ourselves, that's when things usually start to spin out of control in our lives.
而或许你也有同样的经历，那就是当我们在上帝面前失去这样谦卑的心，当我们开始倚靠我们自己的时候，我们会发现那些我们想要控制的那些事情将会完全失控。
So we constantly have to reorient ourselves. This is who I am. This is who God is.
所以我们必须经常的来调整我们的思想，让我们回到那个正确的方向。我们需要不断的调整，让我们自己明白我到底是谁，并且不断的提醒自己，上帝到底是谁。
And prayer helps us with that reorientation because the act itself is humbling.
因此我们需要祷告，因为祷告这个动作本身能够帮助我们调整我们的心，调整我们的视角啊，因为祷告这个动作本身就是使人谦卑的动作。
We bow our head as a sign of humility.
我们把头低下来，这是表明我们谦卑的一个标记。
We give God thanks for what He has done, not for what we have done.
我们向上帝献上感恩，是为那些他所做成的事情，而不是我们做成的事情。
And we call out to him for help to meet our physical and our spiritual needs.
而我们呼求他来帮助我们，来满足我们身体和灵魂上一切的需要。
All of this contributes to a proper position of humility before God.
所以祷告当中的就是所有的这些事情，都帮助我们保持一个合理的，保持一个正确的谦卑的态度。所以祷告会帮助我们谦卑。
We can have confidence that God hears our prayer only because of Christ.
我们可以有这样的信心，上帝单单的因着基督的缘故而听我们的祷告。
Without Christ as our intercessor, we might as well just talk to ourselves.
如果没有基督做我们的中保，那我们祷告的时候就是自说自话。
The Father only hears prayers that come through the Son.
圣经告诉我们，我们的圣父只听那些借着圣子或者奉圣子的名而来到他面前的祷告。
Because Christ has saved us and adopted us into the family of God, we know that the Father hears us when we call out to him just as a father to a child.
因为基督已经拯救我们，并且把我们收养成为上帝家里的孩子，所以我们能够确信，能够确知我们的天父，当我们呼求他的时候，他就像父亲对孩子一样那样倾听我们的祷告。
So we should take great comfort, as Psalm 145 verse 18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth."
因此，我们应当蛮有安慰。就像诗篇145篇第18节那里面所说的，凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的人，耶和华必会与他们相近。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, grant also that we who are gathered here in Jesus' name hear his word, may acknowledge that by nature we are lost, that we deserve your punishment. Help us to see that in us there is nothing good, and that flesh and blood can never inherit your kingdom. May we gladly submit to our Lord Jesus Christ, our only Savior and Redeemer. And may he so live in us that our old Adam being put to death, we may rise to a new and better life, to the praise and glory of your name. Amen.
Amen.